This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. So thanks for being with us last Monday and Tuesday here at USA Prepares. I really appreciate you being in my seat for Tuesday. And it's great to be with you today. So, John, I was looking all over for you at the Black Thursday and Black Friday sales. I didn't see you. Where were you? I thought maybe you'd be at that Nike store in Washington. You know, I assume you read that story about the boxes being open and shoes all over the place and people stepping on the, you know, on the sales boxes and just totally trashing that store. Gosh, what ugly Americans.
This is the time of year that I go in and change all the references to shopping mall, changing the spelling of mall to M-A-U-L.
Sure, absolutely. It was, you know, I read that article and it was quite an eye-opener what we have become as those who are taking up living space in the United States. I won't say Americans because I don't even know if that's the case, but going into stores and just opening, you know, shoe boxes at the Nike factory outlet. This is a premier Nike outlet. Opening boxes. These aren't the right size. Throw them on the floor. Throw the box on the floor. Look at the next box. Nope. Do the same thing. Throw them on the floor. Unbelievable. And the fights, the fist fights and, you know, over sale items. And the big deal seemed to be more televisions. More televisions. That's what we need. More programming to further lose our sense of reality. Very, very sad. Any comments on that, John?
Well, you know, we need to have a nice altar to worship.
You're talking about bring the altar home, right? Have multiple altars at your home, like maybe in the living room, one in the kitchen. Hey, we could even get in a refrigerator with a small altar on it, right? And you can watch watch television on. Just look at that refrigerator, and then that altar can say, "Time to eat again, eat more, eat this. Time to refill. We're running low in this refrigerator. Time to get more." Can you imagine? Televisions on the front skin of a refrigerator. Man, I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. And I also don't get that it seems that Americans are interested in more electronic computer-controlled gadgets, more computer controls on their dishwashers, more computer controls on their stoves, more computer controls on their cooking surfaces. It's amazing. What are we going to do when these computer motherboards fail? Where do you get them? Where do they come from? I guess that's China, right? I remember you know, when we were manufacturing computers, it was easy because we used a chassis that different brand motherboards would fit into. So if you, you know, for example, let's say lightning hit, well, you could still probably use the chassis. Some of the circuit boards would probably still work. They called them cards. And, you know, just replace what the component you need. And you could get all kinds of different brands that would interconnect with each other because of the standards of the connectors. So where do you get a control board for an LG front-load washing machine? Where do you get one except from LG? I don't know. I think you're going to have to go to LG. And the other companies that manufacture proprietary circuit boards and controls, where do you get them? From those companies. And what if those companies get them from Asia? And the supply chain, what if that goes down slightly or completely? Or what if there's another meltdown from Fukushima? And they decide that those circuit boards are too radioactive. Now what? I don't get it, John. I don't understand. I was looking at a piece of a home appliance just to turn on the washing machine. You really have to, first of all, you have to have, if you're my age, you have to have reading glasses on to turn on the washing machine because you have to push all these buttons. Unless you, you know, take some nail polish and paint red or some bright color on the button you're going to use the most often, you have to actually look at it because you have to program these things and tell it what you want to do. It's not like just turning a knob and then pushing the knob in like you do on an old-fashioned washing machine like we have. It's complicated. It's getting like that on the car. So you just want to, you're in a car now and you want to turn the heat on. Oh, really? A bunch of buttons you have to push. It used to be you just flip this little lever switch and select, you know, off, low, medium, high for the fan speed, and then you'd slide the temperature over either from the blue side to the red side, or you turn the dial from the blue side to the red side, and then you could say heat or defrost or vent. It was simple. Not anymore. I don't know.
And that's why you're going to have an artificial intelligent personal assistant to help you with everything in life.
You know, that's a really interesting point. And what if that artificial intelligent assistant decides that I'm not speaking the right language and wants to switch language on me or wants to change sentence structure? Like throw the cow over the fence some hay, or throw some hay over the fence to the cow. They might mean different things. So, John, I'm at your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and I'm at the news tab, which is also accessible from eze33.org. Do you have any comments before we start, or do you want to just go right in?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's in my voice today or not, but we found out something Saturday night and got the rest of the story yesterday morning that was kind of a downer for the holiday weekend. Becky's brother and his family went to a property that they use for camping, and they've done this for years. It's been in his wife's family, I don't know how long, and they had their kids and grandkids with them, and they owned dogs, and there were three dogs there with them, and they let them run on the property like they normally do. And then what happened this weekend is the dogs apparently found a way through the fence into the neighbor's property, and this neighbor has some cows, and these dogs are of a herding breed, so they were, acting out their nature. And so what the guy did, which is legal here in Texas, is he went and shot the dogs, shot two of the three. One he shot four times. And that dog, he took the face off. It still had the lower jaw remaining. The other dog was shot twice, and when they did the x-rays, they couldn't find the bladder. And while it would have been possible to save their lives at some expense, obviously they wouldn't have the quality of life, and they were just 3 years old. And I don't know how long they were in that condition. My guess is at least an hour. They first drove to Jasper, which was the closest town, but there were no open vets, so they had to go to Beaumont. And there was a trauma center that was open there. It's also interesting that along the way that the guy that had shot the dogs had called the state troopers and said that Becky's brother had threatened him. And so he was stopped on the way, and apparently the troopers believed his side of the story and saw the dogs and let him go and try and take care of his babies. So it's a bit of a downer. And, the side part of the story is this guy really wants the land that they use for camping because it has a well on it. So there's apparently a little bit of animosity in this neighbor. So.
Very sad. Very, very, very sad. Well, it sounds a little bit like the Beninati family, our neighbors a few miles down the road here. I mean, literally down our dirt road and make one turn and you're almost there. And there was a neighbor who called the police on our neighbors, and then Mr. Beninati was arrested based on the call from a neighbor. Unbelievable. And, we've had a dog shot. One of our dogs, we adopted some dogs that were living in the culvert at the end of our driveway, and our son adopted them, and we kind of let them have their way on the farm. We don't, and sometimes they walk down the road. Well, a neighbor was hunting and decided that our dog was in the way, barking, just barking, and ruining his shot. Oh, our dog was shot, killed. And then a couple days ago, we'd been patrolling our farm to keep the hunters at bay. And it's a mile of patrol on just one side of the property. And we got a report from our neighbor that a hunter shot a deer from the road, blew his hindquarters out, killed the deer, and left it on our farm. I'm sick of these hunters who do this. Absolutely sick of them. And I can understand raised voices as a result of this recklessness, absolute recklessness. And John, I'll tell you a story about dogs when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The Financial State of the Union.com, we're at the news tab. John, so a number of years ago, we heard a lot of dogs barking. And they were on the south side of our farm. Actually, they were below the south side of our farm. And the barking got louder and louder. And we could tell that these dogs were coming our way. And it's like several dogs. And so we then heard the dogs right at our farm and running north along our fields, and our cows were in the fields. And so I went out on the road, and I saw this truck with several antennas, directional antennas. And I drove up to this truck, and he was on the side of the road, and I pulled up right next to him. And I put my window down on the passenger side. I said, "So what are you doing?" And he said, "Just getting my dogs." And I said, "Your dogs are running through my field, right where my cows are." And what this guy was doing is he was using his dogs to chase deer into a gauntlet where he'd execute the deer. And he was driving along our road frontage so we could get a shot at the deer that his dogs were chasing through our fields, where our cows were. And I explained to him that this time I would not shoot his dogs. But But I can't say that that would happen the next time. As he was having his dogs frighten our cows. And what happens is cows can break their legs, and then what do you do? You've got a cow that has a broken leg, and you can't fix the leg, and so now you've got a cow that you've just lost the value of that cow, or cows. Now, that's a completely different story from what you told. This guy was deliberately having his dogs run through property that he didn't own, and he lives about 20 miles away, so there's no excuse for what this guy did. Now, I didn't draw my weapon. I didn't draw my 45. I didn't point it at anybody. And I just explained to him that he gets, this is number one. There's going to be no number two. He will not do this again. His dogs won't survive it. But that's what careless people do. And I object to it. And by the way, he hasn't been back for years. I haven't seen that car or that truck with the antennas. So one of the things that's been bothering me a lot, John Reagan, lately, is the carelessness that I see pretty much everywhere I look. The recklessness I see everywhere I look. The disregard for other people's property and possessions everywhere I look. I'm doing some cleanup work after a contractor. Horrible, horrible work. Pitiful. It's like he doesn't have a level. Doesn't have the desire to clean up the sawdust under the cabinets. Just, I'll leave it there. No one's going to see it. I'm talking about lots of sawdust. Just carelessness. Get the money. Get out of there. Rip off your customer and move on. It's disgraceful. And that's, this Nike store is just a small example of what we're talking about. It's pervasive. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I don't like it. Maybe those are the kind of people who voted for Hillary. The people who like to run the rest of us over. John?
Well, I have a little bit of feel-good news. And I actually got to see this live. Becky's father was visiting us the weekend prior to Thanksgiving. And I'll finish the story on the other side of the break.
Well, this is a rarity, absolute rarity. Feel-good news. I love it. We'll be right back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Watch it.
I know there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, John Reagan, feel good news? That's a rarity around here. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it gives you a little ray of hope. Like I say, Becky's parents were here and visiting us. They met us at church, and we went out for lunch, and we come back home and to visit for a little bit. And her dad's really into sports, so we turned on the Cowboys game. And if you click into that first link, there's a six-second video clip that repeats. It's late in the fourth quarter, a minute 50 left, and the camera was pointing at Dak Prescott, the rookie quarterback that's had an amazing season so far. And he's there on the bench with a drink and cups empty, and he, you know, tosses it back to the trash can and misses. And you think about how many cups are on the stadium floor. They have the little people around to clean up, you know, after these multimillionaires. And, you know, he sees that his cup missed. He gets up off the bench and puts it in the trash can. You know, what does that say about this guy's character?
It's good to see it. It's good to see that he's leading by example. It's good to see that it's picked up by television. And hopefully it will be spread far and wide. I was on the road in front of our house. Our son and I were picking up trash. And picking up cans and bottles. And they seem to fall out of trucks as they drive by our farm. And so all kinds of wrappers, fast food wrappers from 20 miles away, just get thrown out the window. They end up in the streams. The cows start chewing on hamburger wrappers and all kinds of things. And cigarette packages, all kinds of things get thrown out. And I had a bucket, and my son had one, and we had the truck parked, and we're just going up the road, you know. It doesn't say this road is cleaned up by the Finelli family. We're just doing it. And one of our neighbors was coming down this dirt road and stopped and said, "What are you guys doing?" I said, "We're picking up trash." And our neighbor was kind of surprised that we were picking up trash. And but my son thinks that we've got this all wrong. We should actually pick up the trash and then put it in the middle of the road. And just as a reminder that this is what happens, a little bit here, a little bit there. But, you know, when you get it all in a bucket, this is how much you get. And a bucket's not enough. A bucket will not do our road. You need several five-gallon buckets to clean up our road, just in front of our farm. But he thinks that maybe if we did that, well, we'd probably be fined for doing that if we got caught. And we haven't done it. But what a great way to say, why are you guys doing this? Why are you guys, or just leave the trash in the buckets and leave the buckets in the middle of the road. Then everybody that would try to go by would have to move the buckets because the road's like 1.5 cars wide or 1.5 trucks wide. You can't, somebody has to pull over in the ditch to let the other guy go by. It would just be a reminder that this is the trash that's in our road. John, back to you.
Now the next link is Presidential Proclamation Number 1. And this is the only proclamation that George Washington did in 1789. It's on October 3rd. It was for a day of national thanksgiving. I'll go ahead and read it. "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good things that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and national manner, a rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted. For the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant to all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Signed by George Washington. Now, I've also got the link for the 2016 Thanksgiving Proclamation. I'm not going to read it, but if you look for the word God, you're not going to find it. If you look for the word prayer, you're not going to find it. And you will find the word Lord, but only because that is the way the date is styled, where it was signed the 23rd day of November in the year of our Lord, 2016. What a change.
John, George Washington said, both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Can you imagine both houses of Congress agreeing today? Can you imagine recommending, as you said, a day of thanksgiving and prayer? We've lost our way. And it's not I'm declaring this. He's recommending this, right? And what has Thanksgiving become? Well, it's a sale day. It's Black Thursday, the day you celebrate before Black Friday, right? Isn't that what it's become? Do we know why we celebrate Thanksgiving? I mean, I'm really thankful. I'm thankful all the time. As a matter of fact, I mentioned last week that our son was going to bring the turkey, and Mrs. Finelli was going to cook it, and we were going to have the two boys here, and my mom and Mrs. Finelli, and now we're all going to be here for Thanksgiving at the farm. It's going to be very quiet, and our son broke his toe and was unable to bring the turkey. So I said, we'll have it next week. We'll have Thanksgiving next week and the week after. And, you know, I'm thinking we can have Thanksgiving anytime we want. As a matter of fact, that's what we do when we eat together. We have Thanksgiving. We give thanks for all of the blessings, all of the opportunities that we have. And we proclaim that at the kitchen table. I'm pretty sure you do the same thing, John.
And I try to be very mindful in that. I try to be thankful for having a hot shower. There's no guarantee we'll have that tomorrow. And thankful that we have indoor plumbing, because there's, again, no guarantee we'll have that tomorrow. Just so many little things that we take for granted all the time.
Interesting you mentioned that. I was on the phone with Joey from Michigan. He's going to be on with us tomorrow. He called me last night, and I said, I talked to him for 10 or 15 minutes, and I said, Joey, I've got to go because we have a problem with our well pressure, and if we're going to have water, I got to go fix it right now. And that was last night. So very, very apt point that you were making. That, you know, we take hot water for granted, we take cold water for granted, we take water for granted, we take turning the faucet on for granted. And it's interesting. It's also interesting that you brought this up because for the last couple of days, I've been helping one of our friends who was having trouble getting his contractor to do the plumbing job that he was contracted to do. So my son and I did it, and it was complicated. A little more. I've never done one quite like that, but that didn't stop us. We got it done. It looks quite professional. The point is, we take a lot of things for granted. A lot of things for granted. And we shouldn't. We should be more thankful. And more humble. Captain John Reagan's with us. EZE33.org or thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a prepper show coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's December 3rd and 4th. I'm scheduled to be there, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this one. Very rarely do I not show up, but something has happened that may prevent me from going to this event, and I have not notified RK shows about this yet. I need to do that today, but I may be able to make it and I may not be able to. So I don't know at this point. So I just want to put that out there. But it will be a great show. That's December 3rd and 4th in Indianapolis, Indiana. Also, December 3rd and 4th, there are gun shows, RK gun shows. Ashland, Kentucky. Atlanta, Georgia. Springfield, Missouri. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Those are the arcade gun shows that are coming up December 3rd and 4th. And those are always, always great shows, arcade shows. ArcadeShows.com. John Reagan?
Well, natural lead-in from Thanksgiving is Black Friday. And the next one I've got linked. As Black Friday gone red, I saw early reports that talked about how online sales were up a pretty decent percent. The brick-and-mortar stores were down, but it was suggesting that it was still running to be a decent day for retail, and it didn't quite ring true for me because online sales is still a smaller percentage, so even when it goes up a higher percent than brick and mortar goes down, it's not enough to make up the difference. And working with percents of percents is, you know, kind of tough even for people that are numbers people. So I found this article that really breaks it down well, and the second paragraph gets into what the National Retail Federation reported, that per person spending over the Thanksgiving weekend this year was a little over $289, down 3.4% from the $299.60 from the same period last year. So sales are down, and some are blaming it on the weather. It seems like it doesn't matter what the weather is, they blame it. They're saying it's too warm, so sales are down. Of course, if it's too cold, sales are down. And I guess if it's just right, we're going to blame the weather anyway. But
yeah, if it's just right, it's a great day to not go shopping. So, yeah, right.
So, again, it's early in the season, and we'll have to wait to see how it all plays out. But my guess is it's going to stay down because people know what their Obamacare premiums are going to be next year. And even if there's adjustments that they manage to make, that's not going to take effect until the next insurance year. There's just too much that has to be changed, and insurance companies just can't turn around on a dime. You know, perhaps they might be able to get something nice pushed through, like repealing the penalty for people that can't afford to buy insurance. But even that's kind of a drop in the bucket compared to the huge premiums that Obama says it's less than a cell phone bill. You know, $75 in the alternate
reality.
It'd
be nice not to hear. It'd be nice not to hear that man's voice. Telling us lie after lie after lie after lie. I'm looking forward to his retirement. I really am. Unless, of course, he does more damage to the United States when he's retired than he's done as CEO. John, what's coming up for hour number two?
Well, we'll go ahead and finish up what I've got for hour one, the housing crash update and the wealth update. And we've got some good spy tech stuff coming up for hour two.
Bottom line is Black Friday was not all that it was touted to be, correct?
That's true.
Yeah, there you go. More lies. More lies from those who are buying or providing information that people are seeing on those Black Friday televisions that they are just so fortunate to get. We'll be right back. After top of the hour news and commercial announcements, I'm Vin Finelli. John Reagan's with us. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.